Have you ever made a client cry? How about two clients? Well, I have. This is the Solo Gardener podcast, and I am your merry gardener. This is episode 9, and in all my 30 years of gardening, I've made two of my clients cry, and I can tell you it was an experience. One bad, and the other one was good. And I'm going to tell you about it today. It's quite funny. So I'll tell you the bad one first. Let's start there. I used to work for a lady called Dorothy. If you've been in the gardening game, you pick up a lot of old ladies because, you know, they get on a bit and they can't do the garden. So you come along and you do what you can, because a lot of them don't have too much money. And you do like an hour or 2 hours here and there. And this old lady, bless her, she had this what I've actually told this story before. I told this story on the Bearded Growers radio. And I went there with a whole bunch of different stories, and I briefly went into this one. And so I got there, and she's always getting me to do little extras. So I used to cut the lawn, I used to do the borders and stuff. And a tiny little garden, really. Front and back garden. And she had a lovely lily in a pot. And she said to me, would you mind getting those lilies out, putting them in the garden? Yeah, no problem at all. Where's the lilies? Where's the pot? So she goes, oh, they're just down the side here. So we're going to look at the lilies. And she shows me the pot. This is the problem. The pot's the problem. And I don't know if you've ever seen any of these pots, but the pot had a skinny top part and a really wide base. Most pots are the opposite way round. They're fat at the top. They go skinny. But for some reason, someone just stupid decided to design this pot skinny at the top. So it looked great. It looked awesome. But from a practical point, once you plant something in there and the roots grow and fill, which is what most potted plants do, they fill the space. They fill that giant space. And if you ever want to get that plant out, ain't happening. So I told her this. I said to my client, I said, look, I can get those. The lilies look lovely, by the way. They were like, you know, full, nice, big lilies with big roots, and they squeeze out this top and can't count. They look great. They look really great. They've been there a long, long time, a few years. And I said, look, which do you prefer me to do? Because I can get your lilies out. Probably the best way to keep them intact is to smash the pot, because those roots ain't coming out of the top of that hole unless I damage those lilies proper bad. And she had a bit of a quandary. She was kind of like, oh, I love that pot. I really do love that pot, that really annoying pot. But I love it. I can see why. It was a beautiful pot. Just the most unpractical pot. And she said, but I really like the lilies as well. I don't want you to destroy the lilies. She said, look, I've spent a bit of money on that pot. Please don't smash the pot. Okay, I won't smash the pot, but you will do realise these lilies aren't, they're not going to be looking that great by the time they come out. And the only way in is to just, you've got to loosen, you had to break it up. And it was a long process, but I had to literally stab the crap out of these lilies to save the pot. But then hopefully we can replant the lilies as a smaller kind of lily, I guess, by the time it's come out, replant the whole thing in the garden and hope that it comes back. And she's watching me do this. It's not a pretty sight. It's like a massacre of lilies, really. And she's like crying. She's an old lady. She's obviously emotional. I don't know why, but she was not. It wasn't pretty. It didn't look nice. And she was crying about her lilies. And I was like, well, look, at least I've saved your pot. And I got them out. By the time I got them out, they looked horrific. And obviously trimmed them down, but we planted them up, and they did eventually come back. Probably not as good for a few years, but eventually they came back. But we did save the pot. I don't remember. Did she plant anything back in that pot? I don't know. Maybe something you're not so precious about this time. I'm not massively proud of that moment, you know, massacring lilies, but I gave her the options. What can you do? What can you do? Hey. And the other one was this lady who asked me to completely overhaul her jungle garden. So she'd lived there with her daughter. She lives there with her daughter. And she was, I think we went, I can't even remember whether it must have been a full day's work. And she, it was a complete mess. So it's a complete jungle. We completely gutted it in terms of, we got rid of all the brambles, all the weeds. It's so weedy. And she had this tree. This was a strange one. She had a tree that's covered in ivy. And she said to me, the tree's dead. The ivy's been there for years. Just cut down the tree and the ivy all in one. So it's gone. Don't want it. Sure, that's fine. No problem at all. So I get my chainsaw out and I start cutting the base of this tree. It's a small tree. It's not a big tree. So it's like, you know, it's going to fall down. And then halfway, not even halfway, I probably cut through. It's quite thick. The ivy's surrounded. You can't see the tree. All you can see is just ivy, this big lump at the top, all the base, all covered around with ivy. And I'm cutting away. And then these sparks start flying out of the base. I'm like, what, have I hit a nail or something? So I go and have a look. I'm like, what? It's not even a tree. It's a washing line. It's a washing pole, sorry, where the washing line was. And for some reason, she moved in with it like that, didn't realise, she thought it was a tree. And now I've just blunted my blade on this metal. And I think she felt bad at the end. She'd gone out to work. And I think she ended up buying me a new chain. Because I mentioned it and she said, I'll replace the chain. It's my fault, I didn't realise. But we ended up having to, it was actually harder to get the whole thing off than it would be to chop down. So it took a bit longer. But we completely done it. And she was on a night shift, I think. She'd gone to work. And she came back at about 2 or 3 in the morning. And she'd put on the floodlights to have a look. And she was just like amazed about what we'd done in a day. And she got out, she cracked open a bottle of champagne with her daughter. She got a daughter out of bed. I was like, what the heck? To celebrate, like, what a great job we did. And she had a little cry and she was tearful. It's just amazing, like, the emotions that you know, creating a garden has. And, or transforming someone's garden. Because it's something they see and it bothers them, and they live there, they get to use it, do you know what I mean? And to have the garden in such a state, especially if people light their gardens in a nice way, it takes like a month for it to get out of control. If it rains here and there, you know what, I can't do it this week. Whereas us gardeners, we go in all weathers and we just keep it maintained. I think that's a really important fact for people to remember, that we don't just cut gardens, we actually change people's lives. I said this in a post. I said it in a Facebook page, that it was connected to another story, and it was connected to one of my customers called Janet. Janet's passed away now, but Janet was such a lovely old lady. She was a big, plump old kind of granny, like your good kind of huggable granny kind of thing. And when I started doing the garden, I'd only been there for a month or two, and I'd just really turned around her garden just a little bit at a time. And her daughter approached me and she said, my mum is so much happier since you've been doing the garden. And she said it's made such a difference in her life. She said every time you come, even when she's not there, she knows exactly what you've done and where you've done it, because you do such a good job. And she's so happy. And we it was quite funny, because I had a good bit of banter with Jan. I remember one time when Jan, she could walk around, but she couldn't walk too far. And she had a mobility scooter in the back of her car one time. And I got round and she said, oh, would you mind helping me get my scooter out? It's a new scooter. And it was like a fold out thing. And it had a battery and that stuff. And I said, yeah, I'll get it off. We've got it all out. And I got it out, got it, like, revved it up and work. I said, Can I have a go? She's like, yeah, go for it. And I was like, going around the streets, woohoo, giving this good old thing a good kind of test out for her. And she was laughing her head off as I was going, like a little go-kart. And I remember in winter as well, she used to get me in to do some, this was actually a little bit weird, because she got me in to do some painting and to fit some of these. I don't know what they were, but it was like a foily kind of thing behind the radiator. Because she said she was losing heat into the walls or something, and she said this will reflect the heat back. So I did it for her, pasted it in, it was stuck to the wall. I don't know if it worked at all. It just looked a bit weird to me. But I was fitting that, and then one time she just came up behind me. She gave me this big old hug, bless her. And yeah, that was a bit strange, but you know, I think she loved me a little bit. Grannies. And I know I'm going on a bit about, but I just want to express to you the difference we make in people's lives. Especially the old ladies, they like a good chat and stuff, and a lot of them live on their own and they don't get to see anyone. I had a great, like, this one time Janet, she Jan, I used to call her, not Janet, and she asked me to dig out these stumps, and the trick sometimes the stumps that are against a fence quite tricky, and for some reason it was a nice day, she was out there, I think she was doing a little bit of garden as well, she sometimes likes to get out in the garden. And I was chopping away at this root, and I was struggling with it. And I said, Jan, would you mind just putting a bit of pressure on there so I can get under? Because it lifted up a bit, and I could see where the root was. Just lean on that a bit. And she leant on it. I started chopping away, and it must have loosened it because it just went straight forward, and she just went head first into the bush. And there's Jan with her arse stuck in the air. I was like, oh no, I think I've just killed Janet. Oh no. So I've actually like help her up. Babe, the Jan was fine. She was like laughing her head off. Just like that, man. Just that people come across, you know, it's funny because you get clients. Like the other day I had a client who just were like proper grumpy people. And you can't quite tell whether they appreciate what you do, because when you do it, they kind of just like, here's your money. And it feels like there's no, I don't know, maybe they're like, they're depressed or something. I don't know. But both, like the husband and the wife, there feels like there's no like reaction to what you're like, you do, you know, you do a good job because everyone else tells you to. But some people just don't have the kind of reaction you expect. And you're just like, I think one of the neighbors said that because he loved doing his garden, and he feels he's got like a love hate with kind of getting someone else to do it, because it's his little baby, and to see someone else do it I think it's a little bit heartbreaking, but at the same time he's grateful because it had kind of gotten out of control. Because he's so old and frail, he can't really keep on top of it, and he needs someone to climb the ladders and do all the heavy lifting and stuff like that. And I've made a big difference, and apparently the neighbour said they've been really happy, and the fact that I know what I'm doing, I know what the plants are called, not all of them by the way, I don't know all the plants, but I know, definitely know what I'm doing. Even though I don't know the names of the plants, I know what I'm doing. But yeah, I'm learning all the time, and sometimes it's hard to gauge, isn't it? But everyone's different. I've got so many stories over the years of just random things, crazy stories, fun stuff. I'm glad I've come up, because a lot of the stories are quite crazy and weird and just crazy customers. But this one's quite, I've never really told the full story about Jan, and it was just such a nice kind of relationship in the kind of bit of banter we had. That was quite nice to share that. I quite liked that. Love to know. I really want to interview some gardeners who have like random crazy stories. So if anyone's listening out there and they want to reach out to me and they want to say, hey, look, I've got just some crazy story, I really want to know that. I'd love to interview to hear it. I want to hear other people's stories as well. I've got a few in my back pocket. Yeah. So chuck it in the comments, people. That's a short and sweet one. That's really short. Like, I think most of the podcasts I've done have been like in the 25 to 30 minute range. But this was a cheeky little one. Guys, have a great week. Monday. I'm really looking forward to this week for some reason. I've got a really busy week, but I've got rent due on Thursday. So I am full steam this week. I had a day off last week because of the rain. It was just horrific. If it rains this week, I don't care. I'm working the whole thing. So I don't know what you guys do in the rain. I know the Kilted Gardener, he doesn't work in the rain, apparently. I'm curious to know what you guys do. Anyway, guys, have a great week, and I will see you next week. But if you want to check out my daily vlogs, I do a daily vlog Monday to Saturday. Medium Latte Extra Hot is called. We are close, coming up to episode 200. Just little anecdotes and stories, little updates and stuff like that on there. News stories as well I put on there. And just general randomness about me and my life and all that kind of jizz. See you later, guys. I'm off. Bye.